As you and I chat at Blog World 2011, what do you as an entrepreneur see as some of the opportunities for people who are in community college right now to start their own businesses with all this new media?
Well, it's funny you ask that because, you know, I'm 40 years old and I turned 40 this year. And as a 40-year-old woman entrepreneur, most people that I come across, you know, they're all very young. So I look at this day and age and I'm trying to raise my own children as entrepreneurial kids and build in entrepreneurial aspects in their lives as 10-year-olds right now, and trying to instill that entrepreneurial spirit in it. So, you know, to any college student out there, I say if you have a dream and you have a vision and you got a plan of action and you have that drive and passion and you see the end result, don't wait a second. Make it happen. Make it happen now.
Let's look at some practical steps on that. Let's look at a hypothetical college student who is a musician. How would they use some of this new media stuff to create their own business while they're still in community college?
First and foremost, I would say, you know, start up with a Facebook, Twitter account. You know, if you're a musician, load up your videos on YouTube, you know, share them, engage, network them out through Twitter. I mean, with an iPhone, all the applications are downloadable free to you. So, you know, you can go ahead and take a video of what you're doing and share about it via Twitter, you know, post it on Facebook, set up a YouTube account and post your video on YouTube and tweet about it, share about it, and get people's interest. And if you see a viable market out there, then take the next step. Start your business, start your own production company, start your own video company, start your own music production company. Bring that into life, you know, as easy as if you don't want to take, you know, big steps and you want to take baby steps, just register your production company as a business name or as a fictitious business name or a DBA, as they call it. And if you do want to take that huge leap, you know, form an LLC, you know, and make your production company into an LLC and create a shield between you and the outside world and protect yourselves.
How about some of the nuts and bolts things we also need to think about as you're on the way to that dream? What about getting the capital? What do you find is possible for college students, especially, let's say, community college, who don't have a whole lot of money right now? What's available?
You know what? I think, you know, if you can go out to the SBA, the SBA is a great resource for you. And of course, there's always your mom and dad if you have a family that believes in your idea and wants to, you know, invest in your idea, then I say go for it, you know. But remember, you know, as an entrepreneur who, you know, has been through this a couple of times now, is, you know, you don't want to burn your bridges with people. So if you do, you know, start a business and if you become successful, remember where you came from, you know, and don't burn your bridges. And always give back, you know, if you can, and always recognize, you know, where you started from. I'll always remember those people that helped us, you know. I'll always remember my grandfather who helped me. You know, he helped walk the documents into the California Secretary of State for me. So, you know, it's always good to recognize those people that have come in and out of your lives and remember them, even on your high days of success.
And Nellie talked about her own experience as an entrepreneur.
Actually, we were in our second year of law school, and my husband slash business partner, Phil Acalp, came up with this brilliant idea while he was in law school of incorporating businesses online. So while we were in our second year of law school, he came out with this idea, put up a one-page website, and that was for our previous company, which is no longer ours. However, we were the original founders of mycorporation.com. And since then, it's now privately held. But we founded that company in 1997 and grew it to about $1 million in sales, gross sales. And then we were approached by Intuit, the makers of Quicken and QuickBooks, and basically sold that company in 2005. And took about 3 years off, focused on our lives, our marriage, and our children. Now we have 4 beautiful children, Nicholas, Nadia, Ryan, and my little newborn, Ariana. And about 3 years ago, after our non-compete had ended with Intuit, we decided to kind of get back on the entrepreneurial track and innovate again. And we came out with corpnet.com, which is now my signature company. And we specialize in helping startups who are interested in starting a business, whether it's filing a DBA, incorporating a business, or forming an LLC. We help them with the paperwork aspect of it in bringing the business into life. And this way, the small business owner / entrepreneur can focus on what they do best, which is innovating and growing their business.